pilot. When do I run? When do I stay? Those are not easy. And you just have to be in that spirit-filled life and listening. And what is so important here, we're going to study this a little more detail on Wednesday, is lying to the Holy Spirit. Many people lie to the Spirit. And we've studied two reasons why people will lie to the Spirit, and we have two more to go. One reason that people will lie to the Spirit is they say to the Spirit, the same principle, I have faith, I am trusting you, the Holy Spirit, to lead me, but all the while, they're holding on. And we've already studied too, they're holding on to the world. That is, they're holding on to, in the case of our study, they're holding on to the love of money. I'm trusting the Spirit, but boy, I'm holding on to money because if the economics get really bad here in Jerusalem, we're going to need money. So they claimed to be trusting the Spirit, but in truth they were not trusting the Spirit, they were holding on to money. Then there are those who claim to be trusting the Spirit, but they're holding on to law. I'm trusting the Spirit for salvation. I'm trusting the Spirit for spirituality. I'm trusting the Spirit to deliver me. But I'm going to be sure I do this ritual. I'm going to be sure I do this legal thing. I'm going to be sure I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to be sure that I'm moral. I'm going to be sure that I read my Bible. I'm going to be sure that, and whatever their list is. Because if I don't do those, he may not leave me. I don't trust him to do it just because I trust him. I've got to do my part. You're lying. You're not trusting the Spirit. You're trusting the law. You're trusting the world. And then we have two more we're going to look at as we go through this. So what you want to do, when you say you're walking by the Spirit, people, let me just encourage you. Be sure you're trusting him. Don't lie to the Holy Spirit. One of the most sobering things we're going to see is he knows when we're lying. He knows when we're trusting him and when we're not. When we're holding on to something else. Gotta let go and just trust him. If you're going to trust him and walk by the Spirit. All right, let's go back now to John chapter 4, verse 3. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. Okay, why this information? This is powerful. Jesus Christ is getting out of Judea, and he's going to Galilee. Now, I want you to get in your mind, he is not going to Samaria, but he's going to Galilee. He's going to go through Samaria, but he's going to Galilee. Samaria is not his objective. So Jesus Christ left Judea. Now, if you can see it, the impact in the word here, he left them behind in their rejection and their hostility and departed. While this is geographical, for the eye that will see, Jesus Christ departed and withdrew himself from rejection of the Jews. And note where he goes. Okay,